News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock, it's 29. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Mostly cloudy, could see a few flurries or some freezing drizzle today, a high 32. Clouds continue tonight down to 28. Some more freezing drizzle in the morning, otherwise cloudy tomorrow and a high 35. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office is charging the wife of an active duty Army sergeant who was shot and killed on New Year's Eve in St. Joseph Township with his murder. The soldier with whom she was having an affair is also charged and is the accused gunman. Prosecutors allege Camilla Hassel, an active duty U.S. Army soldier, and Jeremy Cuellar, also an active duty U.S. Army soldier, plotted to kill Camilla's husband, Tyrone Hassel III. All three were stationed at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The prosecutor says Tyrone Hassel was leaving a home on Colfax Avenue around 11 p.m. December 31st after delivering some food to his wife when he was confronted by an assailant who shot and killed him. The investigation by the Army at Fort Stewart and followed up by police in Berrien County has led to first-degree premeditated murder charges against Camilla Hassel and Jeremy Cuellar. The prosecutor says the two were having an extramarital affair. He adds the motive for the plot to kill Sergeant Hassel may have been to continue their relationship and reap the Army's death benefit from his murder. Camilla Hassel will next be in court on January 23rd. Her bond was set at $2.5 million with a tether. Cuellar is in custody in the Liberty County, Georgia jail, awaiting extradition to Berrien County.
Discussions are underway on the future of potential marijuana businesses in South Haven.
The first step in a long process was taken by the South Haven City Council as they received a presentation regarding Michigan law and both medical and recreational marijuana establishments in the city. Each member of the council was able to give a yay or nay on categories ranging from the size of such establishments, security, manufacturing locations, and more for study purposes for the Planning Commission. The city manager, Brian Doucette.
We'll be working over the coming weeks to prepare next steps for both the City Council and for the City's Planning Commission.
The process could last for months as the Planning Commission and City Council want to get it right. I'm Spencer Rivers reporting.
Work is progressing toward the City of St. Joseph potentially becoming the 45th local government in the state to add specific civil rights protections for the LGBT community into a local ordinance. A draft of the proposed non-discrimination ordinance is likely about a month away from being presented to the commission by City Attorney Lori Schmidt. Mayor Pro Tem Laura Goose tells us the city will be moving forward as it doesn't look likely that the State House and Senate will take up any potential changes to the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act anytime soon. We asked her about the reaction from residents and businesses around the city that she has spoken with.
Honestly, everybody was surprised that there was even a gap. Everybody that I've talked to has been very supportive. They didn't understand that Elliott-Larsen fell short. Once they understood that, then everybody has said, yes, we should do that. That's obvious.
Goose and Commissioner Jeff Richards have been working on the issue along with the city attorney. Governor Whitmer has extended some LGBT civil rights protections to state workers, but anything beyond that is up to the legislature.
The Berrien County Treasurer's Office will hold three meetings in the coming months to get property owners who are behind on their taxes signed up for payment plans so they can avoid foreclosure. Treasurer Brett Witkowski tells us he's reaching out to those who still owe for 2016 and 2017.
A letter's gone out to let them know, hey, you're behind your 2016 and 17 taxes. And, you know, a great way to avoid foreclosure and losing your property is to get in a payment plan along with the other 625 people that we have in payment plans right now in the county.
Witkowski says the payment plans have a 92% success rate. He adds his office won't foreclose on anyone who is actively making their payments as part of the plan. The first meeting for people to talk with Witkowski's staff is set for January 26th at the Niles Public Library from 11 to 3. There will also be meetings February 14th at Three Oaks Public Library from 5 to 7 and March 2nd at the Benton Harbor City Hall from 11 to 3. Witkowski notes the deadline to pay is April 1st. The county board that hears appeals on property taxes is also holding its show cause hearing Tuesday of this week. at the County Commission building in St. Joseph.
A crowdfunding effort is underway for the restoration of an historic home in Niles. The Chapin Mansion was built in 1882 by Henry and Ruby Chapin. Niles History Center Director Christina Arsenal tells us Henry was a prominent businessman in the community.
His grandchildren left it to the city in 1933 to be used for civic purposes, and it served as Niles City Hall until 2012. And at that point, it was taken over by the Niles History Center kind of to turn into a community center with exhibits.
Arsenal says the mansion is used for some exhibits, but it's not universally accessible. That's part of what they want to fix with a planned $30,000 renovation project. She says they'll also renovate the facade. The effort is intended to allow for more community access to the Chapin Mansion. The crowdfunding campaign has a matching pledge from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If $15,000 is raised, the MEDC will chip in another $15,000. There's a link to the campaign at WSJM.com.
The partial federal government shutdown now in its fourth week, and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Dearborn says many federal workers are having trouble getting by.
I am upset. I'm going back, and I have been saying this. I've been saying we are holding public servants hostage. We all need to thank our public servants, but we need to get this figured out.
Dingell says President Trump's proposed border wall has become a symbol of division, and there are better options.
There's technology out there. We know we need more custom and border patrol officers, drones, biometrics. There's a whole, you know, there are packages we should be talking about and doing.
Democrats and Republicans alike have pushed for President Trump to reopen the government while debate over funding for his Mexico border wall continues. WSJM News Time 6:06. It's 29. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 86. NASDAQ dropped 66. S&P 500 down 14. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, proponents of online gambling in Michigan may try again.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time is 6:07. It's 28 degrees. Proponents of online gambling in Michigan may try again with a new governor in office now.
It had strong bipartisan support last year, but last year's governor didn't like it, and so the gaming package, the expansion of same, was vetoed by Governor Snyder. Now comes the sponsors and others seeking to put together this coalition again on a bipartisan basis to pass the bills that the old governor vetoed with hopes that the new governor will sign it. Included betting on fantasy sports, placing a bet on horses on your cell phone, a new charitable gaming expansion, and sports and internet betting as well. From Lansing, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
Public services and Sleeping Bear Dunes expected to be up and running despite the government shutdown.
Even as the partial federal government shutdown drags on, officials say in the coming days, basic public services will be restored at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. The park, along the northwest coast of the Lower Peninsula, is among many national parks where volunteers have stepped up to clean restrooms and remove trash since the shutdown began last month. The National Park Service says outdoor areas of the lakeshore will remain accessible, but the visitor center in Empire, as well as all other facilities, will stay closed. Recreation fee money will be used to pay for public services, along with plowing the trailhead parking lots. Jim Matthews, Michigan News Network.
Meanwhile, as the government shutdown drags on, the FDA says it will resume some food inspections.
FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the agency will resume inspections of some of the riskiest foods, including cheese, produce, and infant formula, as early as today. Routine inspections had been briefly halted as a result of the shutdown. But now Gottlieb says the agency is bringing back about 150 unpaid workers to conduct inspections. Meat, poultry, and processed eggs are checked by the Department of Agriculture and have continued during the shutdown. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Straw polls indicate Theresa May is facing a crushing parliamentary defeat later today after an 11th-hour lifeline she requested from the European Union was widely rejected by senior politicians.
What a messy 2.5-year exit process it's been with Theresa May at the helm. If her deal is in fact shot down, what then? The Prime Minister says no deal could emerge, or...
It's now my judgment that the more likely outcome is a paralysis in Parliament that risks there being no Brexit.
If her plan loses, she'll have 3 days to inform Parliament what her plan B is. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A battle is brewing over big stars presenting at award shows.
Are the Oscars strong-arming big stars trying to get them not to present at other award shows? That's the claim from the Screen Actors Guild, which says in a statement that the union, which represents actors, has received multiple reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is basically telling actors that if they present at other shows, like the Golden Globes, they can't present at the Oscars. SAG says the Academy is engaging in, quote, graceless pressure tactics, which it calls outrageous and unacceptable, and says award season should be a time when everyone is free to celebrate each other at these shows. No response yet from the Academy. Jason Ethanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. In the NBA, the Jazz topped the Pistons 100-94. Men's college basketball, Syracuse over Duke in overtime 95-91. And on the ice, the Devils beat the Blackhawks 8-5.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:11. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.